Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. Thousands of people have already signed up for the waitlist on the new Jen app that is coming. Remember, it is jen.health, not .com, anything like that. Jen.health, because we are here to help you in your body and improve that health long term. And I'm telling you, the way that this app is laid out and the way that we're going to be releasing it to the first people who join the waitlist is going to be epic and amazing, so that you can seamlessly get help within your body and not have to pay so much toward insurance. Than the medical system. We're trying to really help you avoid that and maybe even prevent that from happening, and just getting into the app to really explore your body, learn your body, and feel something different. I'm just so excited for how the process is through this app, and I can't wait for you to see it and explore it yourself. Share it with your friends as well. Jen.health. Tell them to sign up. Tell them to join the waitlist. There's no obligation up front. This is just signing up to come into the app and see what it is, you know? So share it with people that you know need body help and have questions about certain pain issues, or you know that they've complained about something. Please share this. It just helps so that so many more people can get the help into their bodies. I'm so excited, if you can't tell. All right, Jen.health, go check it out. Sign up, join the waitlist. Posture, poor posture, bad posture.
Oh yeah.
Why is posture bad, and does it cause your pain? Let's talk about it, because this is one of the most common things that I get via social media, and it can be really confusing, right? Because, well, if I have bad posture, obviously that's going to cause me pain, no?
Yeah, and it should be easy to fix, shouldn't it? There should just be like, oh, your shoulder is rounded, hold them here instead.
Yeah.
And I feel like people think that we want to simplify posture into this, oh, this is my posture, and this is how I fix it.
Yep.
But I mean, really, when we're defining posture and what is posture, I mean, posture is this dynamic thing that is one single snapshot of how you're holding yourself from throughout an entire day of movement.
Yep.
So our posture is just this single snapshot at any given time of where we're holding ourselves throughout the entire day. It's not one static thing.
Exactly. And we compare posture based on what it should, quote unquote, look like based on an anatomical structure of a skeleton in an anatomy book.
Based
whose
on one...
arms are open, palms forward, shoulders back, neck back, and perfectly still, because it's an image. It's not a person.
Totally. And then we say, this is how you should look when you're standing and walking and moving throughout your day, or sitting. Your back should still look this way, this exact, you know, with all these exact curves. And like, that's just not how we move as humans. That's not how we move throughout the world. We're never standing there in anatomical position, you know. And even how we learn posture in school with like the plumb line. Mm-hmm. And okay, if you look down the plumb line, which when you hang a plumb line, it's basically just a string with like something heavy at the bottom of it that you hang from the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. And what then, are you looking to line up?
Totally. And that basically gives us a straight line up and down. And then you stand somebody sideways so that that line is falling right down through the side of their body. And you're supposed to line up the very top of the head to the ear to the shoulder, or your acromion, where your AC joint is on your shoulder, you know, all the way through the side of your hip or the greater trochanter of your hip. It should go right in front of your knee and right through your ankle, basically, down, kind of down all of these spots along our body. And so, again, if we look at somebody in an assessment and say, oh, this portion moves here, or your low back is too far forward, this and that, then that's how we kind of assess how their posture
static
posture.
And that's like, think about that too, that someone like, okay, I'm going to look at your posture. All of a sudden, what do you usually do if someone's like, oh, I'm going to look at your posture? No, they get up right. Like, oh, let me fix it. Let me try to make sure I'm quote unquote right for...
If you know you're standing there for a test.
Yeah. If someone's looking at you, and it's funny because I do want to look at someone's like natural type of way that they, they hold their quote unquote static posture, which is not static. We're always dynamically moving, even if you can't see the movement. We have a little bit of a sway forward, backwards. We have a little bit of movement within our body. So it's never just static posture. However, it's cool to just look at how someone, like if you were to just shake it out and just, you know, stand, what does your body like to do? And that's just it's a cool thing to just start to be familiar with. Where does your body feel safe? That's essentially what static posture is. Whether I'm sitting, whether I'm standing, whatever it is, whether I'm lying, right? Mm. My body is going to go into a position that it feels best in, because that's where my body feels safe. Your body's always craving safety.
Yeah, I really like that. That's where you went right away, because over our whole lifetime, and here we're going to keep thinking about this when we think about changing our posture and what it takes to change how our body feels safe. Mm-hmm. We've been developing that safety point that our body feels safe and generally reverts to our whole life. So we've been developing this point our body feels safe when we're standing for me, 28 years now. And it's just like, how can I quickly suddenly say, oh, I need to hold my shoulders back a little bit more, and here's where I want to hold my posture, and have that suddenly changed?
Exactly. Like,
it just doesn't work that way.
It doesn't. It's so unnatural to say, you know, oh, you're doing this, so actually stick your belly in a little bit more, tuck your hips over. Oh, not too much. Don't round in your back. But now your upper back is round. So pull your shoulders down and back. Oh, but don't stick the rib cage out. Oh, don't let your head go forward. Like, oh my goodness.
Millions
your body is going to feel all of a sudden like, what the heck is happening? And now I'm completely unsafe. And not only am I unsafe, and this is the thing that gets me every time, is that now I'm going to turn my muscles on and force them to work in a tense position that they're not used to being in, mm-hmm. in order to hold my body in this certain position. Well, guess what? If I only turn on my muscles to hold me, that's not where you want to be. In the majority of time when we're trying to be relaxed, whether we're sitting, standing, or not having to think about holding your muscles, you don't want to be thinking of holding your muscles. That only adds tension into your body, which is only going to almost increase that sympathetic tone, that fight flight, that resistance within the body, which doesn't allow you to ever relax. That is the opposite of trying to get out of pain.
Well, especially if you tell somebody to, hey, squeeze your butt and then and also tighten your core. Are you breathing already?
No.
Right? Right? If you're just like you said, if you're focusing on holding something or if you're focusing on flexing a certain muscle, we're probably not focusing on breathing, or not even just breathing naturally and comfortably.
Yeah.
And as soon as we are disrupting that normal, comfortable breathing pattern, then we're telling our body danger. So how are we going to promote shift in our safety point, our posture that we're calling the safety point, if we're holding our breath and bearing down and telling our body, this new place that I'm holding my body is not safe? We're not going to promote a new posture, a new resting state. I love calling it the resting state.
Because that's what it should be.
That is where we're trying to get shift in this resting state.
Yeah.
And everybody will say, well, let's go over some of the common things that might develop in somebody's posture that we might call, quote, wrong or bad. You know, we'll see people's head start to come forward and chin jut out, right? So we get this like protrusion of the head.
Forward head posture.
Forward head posture, right? What else tends to come along with that?
Rounded shoulders, hunchback.
Right, this rounded shoulder or this hunched upper back, right? Mm-hmm. And then if we kind of keep going down, then our low back, if we're kind of hunching forward our low back, sometimes we'll see this extension or this increased lordosis. It's called excessive lordosis that we get in our low back.
Anterior pelvic tilt. Like, oh, I have really tight hip flexors because it's pulling my back forward and my hips forward.
Totally.
Right.
And even with that, you know, then sometimes some people might get a little bend in their knees or something like that, because if we adjust one segment along the way, if our low back is way in this extension, then we might need to have a little bend in our knees again, just to stay balanced. If we're still thinking of that plumb line, if our low back goes forward, then, you know, our knees might bend to compensate for that or something.
Yeah. Or you might stand in hyperextension of the knees.
Yep. Or knees might just lock out. Totally.
Yeah. And then so to combat that, what people typically do is hold the belly in, pull the shoulder blades back, and then naturally that kind of like pulls the head back, right?
Yeah.
But how unnatural of a position is that? And let me tell you, especially as a woman, but although men have pelvic floors as well, okay, if I'm going to hold my belly in all day because of how it's supposed to look flat or whatever is the idea out there, but and then pull my shoulder blades back, I'm getting this jutting out of my lower rib cage, right? Yeah. And if you think of like everyone always wants to go to my pelvis is falling forward and this is happening. Well, when you pull the shoulder blades back, you actually rotate now through the rib cage. So if you are worried about anterior tilt in your pelvis, well, you're now tilting your rib cage a different way. And what this is going to do is throw off the way that our pressure disperses as we breathe. Mm. So if I take a breath in and I'm allowing air to come in, but I'm holding my shoulders like down and back, as I breathe in, all I'm going to do is have my air go straight up to my chest and my neck and straight down to my pelvic floor. So think of prolapse issues. Think of urinary incontinence. Think of stress incontinence. You feel like you jump rope or you run and you have to run to the bathroom. Well, if you're trying to force posture in a way that's not natural for the body, you could be potentially putting extra stress on places that don't need it.
Totally. And we're not necessarily training anything in or ingraining anything that's valuable if we're just trying to sit there and hold a position.
Yeah.
You know, like you're saying, even if we do it, quote unquote, like correct, and I don't even want to say correct, because like you're saying, if we pinch those shoulders back and just think about keeping the stomach flat, we might flare those rib cage out. Well, what if we do all of the cues all at once that we're talking about, like squeeze the bottom, keep the low rib cage down, keep your tummy tight, shoulders down and back, chin tucked, and now we're in this perfect posture position, even if we're controlling our pressures a little bit better in this situation, great. We're still just forcing our body into this pillar of a position without any context as to how does this work when I'm just moving and being and standing and supporting myself or reaching and opening a door. How do I hold this position rather than just squeezing and holding it for the sake of holding it?
Yeah.
Right?
Why does that even matter? Like what does it do? And I think we do that because we think it's going to prevent pain or reverse pain. Yeah. Right? I want to hold this better posture because I want to get out of a certain pain or I want to not feel pain in my back
and
or
some
whatever.
Some people will be encouraged by that because they'll do a few shoulder, you know, pinch backs or they'll pinch their shoulders down and back and be like, oh my gosh, that helps. Mm-hmm. Right? And they'll notice, oh, that helps. So then they'll want to just
stay,
sit and hold and stay there and be like, this helps my pain. So I need to stay here now. But again, the act of just getting that joint segment moving and aware of where it's at again, that's what's kind of waking it up, being like, hey, you don't have to sit there angry and in pain anymore. But how can we work that awareness and tension in just when you're working at your everyday job rather than during the times that you're like, okay, I need to pinch these shoulders back, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to help you when you're just working your job. Doing a few pinchbacks and like holding it there isn't going to help you do that automatically throughout your day. So we need to train it in a way that's going to help to ingrain this new motor pattern.
One, I like to think of like the body on a spectrum, right? So even if our upper back is more rounded, right? Or my head is more forward, it doesn't mean that my head is all the way forward or my upper back is all the way rounded. So if I think about it more on the spectrum of round to extension, how can I start to teach my body a different way is actually doing both. So it's if I'm more rounded, it's not just extending. Yes, we want to do the opposite. Yes, we want to start to tap into what's different, right? Mm. But we don't want to hold what's different. What's best is to allow your body to come to a natural state on its own. And the way we do that is through more movement.
Yeah.
Like that is it, right? So if I'm more rounded, what does it feel like to round more, even more, and then extend all the way? Mm. And what if I did that more so throughout the day and my body naturally then started to understand along this spectrum, where is quote unquote neutral for me? Where is middle without me forcing this arbitrary neutral position based on whatever?
Because your neutral is where your neutral's at.
Yeah.
And I really like that. It's kind of like the process of helping people figure out if they have tension in their traps or in their upper shoulders. Because some people will say, oh, I am relaxed in my upper shoulders. And then you say, okay, well, squeeze your upper shoulders up towards your ears as tight as you can for 10 seconds. And then for the last 3 seconds, just think, oh, relax, and relax those as much as you can. And it kind of helps you calibrate almost. Yeah. I like that, because you're almost helping you like calibrate yourself. Okay, this is where I generally hold my shoulders. The more we do that, more we notice or have an understanding of where we tend to hold ourselves, it's going to help us change where we tend to hold ourselves a lot easier. So I really like that process you just brought through.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, what we're seeing in the literature more and more is that we cannot say that a certain posture or a certain position or even structure is going to automatically lead to pain. Because we know as we study more bodies, as we study more humans, we can see people that have no pain or but have the same image, have the same structure, have the same posture. So why did this person who doesn't have pain but has this quote unquote poor posture, rounded shoulders, hunched back, whatever.
Scoliosis even.
Yeah. How do they not have pain? But I have pain and I feel like I have the worst posture ever. Right? Yeah. So why might that be happening?
Well, and this kind of plays into something we talk about with most topics. And it's like, okay, how it looks on the image doesn't exactly equal the severity of pain or the severity of functional disability, right? And I think it exactly will illustrate, okay, if someone's image looks kind of rough, but they're somebody who is moving every day, who's trying to test the limits of that joint, who's trying to give themselves, give their brain a little more understanding of what their tendencies are, of where they might tend to hold themselves, of what they can do to kind of work out some of those barriers, they're going to have a lot better understanding of how to sense that area a little more normally without pain, regardless of what it looks like.
I mean, and we know that we get different hormones that are released. We get different processes that are released when we move more. And so that's also going to help with what you feel on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. That's also going to help to reduce pain. Ultimately, we don't feel pain from a structure. We feel pain because of our brain perceiving pain.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean that it's all in your head. However, can we allow the brain to feel something different?
Yeah. What can we do different? And I think that's when we tell people that, then you kind of say like, oh, you're putting it on me and my brain for showing me this pain or perceiving this pain. Well, no, our environment is what our brain perceives. So how can we change our environment? And I think a lot of people like to feel like they're helpless to their environment, especially when it comes to work or the things that we're told to do that we might not think are as enjoyable. Like if we need to sit at work and work on a computer or take phone calls, a lot of people see that as I can't get up and moving throughout the day. Mm-hmm. But when is it that we can, at our desk, do some movement when we're on a phone call, do some movement when we're on a conference call that we might just be sitting and listening to the majority of? How can we get up for 30 seconds during that and give our brain something different to perceive? Mm-hmm. Go through that full range of motion of our shoulder blades once every 15 minutes, once every 20 minutes. And then once we start doing that daily, then let's try to tell ourselves that there's nothing that we can do to change how we feel.
I mean, we talked about this on the ergonomics podcast. So if you guys want to go, ergonomics is like, how do you set up your desk to be perfect, right? So that you don't feel pain throughout the day. And we bring up different studies and what the studies show. So I do recommend, like, if you do work at a desk job, listen to that ergonomic podcast, because we're going to talk you through some strategies to actually help you reduce pain. Because again, it's not about a single posture. It's even if you set up your desk perfectly right, can still have pain.
Totally.
Because it's not just about being in one position.
No. And that's the thing, whether it's a desk job or just a job that you spend a lot of time in one area or one position or one workstation, whatever the station's like, there's ways that we can adjust it so that you can give your body a little bit of a different input. If you're doing something repetitively over and over and over again, there's small things we can do to change that input rather than happening 8 hours constantly throughout the day.
Exactly.
We're going to be breaking it up with something slightly different.
I mean, ultimately, there's no one perfect posture. There's no one bad posture.
Mm-hmm. So sorry if you were listening to figure out what the good and the bad postures are.
Exactly. But keep listening.
But keep listening.
I mean, ultimately, if you're starting to notice, okay, my back is starting to round, why might that be?
Yeah.
Are you moving throughout the day?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you subject to just sitting and doing?
Is gravity starting to take effect?
Yeah. Of course it's going to start to happen. If we're not doing something else and we're only doing one thing, your body's going to start to feel safer. Mm-hmm. In that one thing.
Yeah. And this is also where people will talk about getting adjustments or using braces or using even like some of those core binders to help give them a little bit more core feedback and support throughout the day, right? Is that what's going to help my posture? Is that going to help fix me? Is it something that you were doing actively and doing consistently over a long period of time? If not, it's probably not going to result in you creating long-term shift. You know, we did an episode on the adjustments and manipulations that PTs and chiros and different professionals will do and how we feel those can play into creating shift in the system. But is it going to be the one thing that makes all of the change for you? No.
Mechanically, what we do on you, unless it's surgery and we're in your body tying things differently, what we do on you with our hands is not going to create a mechanical change.
Mm-mm.
Not.
No.
I will repeat that. No matter how you feel getting off that table, no matter how magical those hands feel, no matter how incredible that pop was, it is not going to create a long-term change. It cannot. Mm-mm. Okay? It cannot. It's affecting a neurophysiological effect from what our brain is perceiving in those tissues. It is short-term. It is not long-lasting. And if it can help to create and start our journey of movement, then cool. But if we're using someone to passively do something on us and expecting to create a change in the way that we stand and feel and move throughout the day, it's not going to be the thing.
Or similarly, a core binder. If you're looking for some sort of corset binder and say, the first time you put it on, you feel a miraculous difference. Great. If that's going to help you make it through a day of work and not have the pain that you've had every day or whatever it is, amazing. Use that thing. If that then means you take it off every hour and you lay on your back and do some different core priming exercises with some breaths to get that core pumping and working with your pelvic floor and diaphragm, and then we get back up, we put that core binder on and we imagine to ourselves, all right, let's hold a little bit more of that tension and go throughout our day and use that as kind of a plan to wean off of using a core brace, that's how something like that works into the plan, not just putting it on passively and expecting it to give us all the support we will ever need.
Or like the brace around the shoulders, right? You use those straps around the shoulders that kind of pulls the shoulders
pull
back.
Me back and
literally, if we're doing something to passively work it on its own, how are we ever going to expect that actively it's going to create a change? Or even there's a lot of different things that you can lay on your neck or on your back, right? And I've gotten so many different DMs of like, oh, should I get this device? It's going to change my posture. What it can do, it's like stretching. It's passively flexibility stretching. So can passive stretching create a difference over time? Yeah, it can. However, if now we're not taking that and activating the muscles, then your body's going to have no idea of how to hold yourself there. And it's going to revert back to where it feels safe.
Yeah.
To what it actually knows it can do on its own, not with something else. So if you're going to use things, fine. Yeah. I personally am not going to promote it. And I personally am going to tell you that you can change your dynamic posture on your own based on movement and movement alone, not on things. Okay. Not on my hands.
Yeah. And I would agree with that 100%. And again, the same way Jen said, I wouldn't say it doesn't mean you can't ever use anything else. If you have found something that works into that plan for you and where you're at and feels like it's going to benefit in that journey to independence on your own, great.
Yeah.
That can work in. We're not ever going to tell you to take that away if that's something you feel like can be very beneficial, but it has to come along with something active. It has to come along with movement that's going to help us train in those new motor patterns on throughout life.
Yeah. So ultimately, how do you improve your posture? Well, it's a never-ending journey of exploration and continued movement. It never ends.
Here's probably my favorite takeaway, and I bring up something similar to this on different episodes, but set alarms on your phone, mm-hmm. like right now, just for tomorrow, go in and set an alarm every hour or every half an hour on your phone. It could be silent. It could just be so it buzzes in your pocket. And then every half an hour, you're going to get something that buzzes. That's almost your reminder to, okay, how am I moving? How am I positioning myself? Take a deep breath, kind of shake yourself out, move in the opposite direction than you may have just been sitting or working, and get back to work. It can be like a 2-second check. I promise after 3 or 4 weeks of these alarms going off every half an hour, it's going to start to ingrain this little reminder to yourself like, okay, maybe I can just do it every hour or every 2 hours now. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how when I was in PT school and realized that I had some different tendencies that I wanted to promote, that's how I did it for myself. And it worked. More so, I was just getting annoyed by my technology every day. And then I eventually would do it less and less and less. And then I noticed that shift, but it took a year more to notice any significant difference.
And we've said it before, the best posture is the next posture.
Totally.
And that is truly, like, now you've gotten to the end, we can tell you the best posture is, it's the next
one. It's the next one. So get up and move now that you've been listening for this for a while.
Exactly. Like if you feel like you've been sitting up and your body is like feeling a little tense, then round it. It's not a bad thing.
If you're sitting in the car, yeah, take some like good rotations next time you're at a stop sign or at a stoplight. Like get that back rotating. It can make a world of difference.
Yeah. And ultimately, you also get to get strong because mobility is great, right? And understanding where I'm not moving well, that's why we have the mobility method so you can self-assess your entire body and figure out what is not moving well so you can start to move it well. However, strength is going to hold it there.
Totally.
Like really hold it there. I mean, obviously when we're talking mobility, but it's active. I hold and I do pressures. Yes. And like make yourself strong. You know, how often do we look at someone who's in the gym all the time and you say they have bad posture? Well, why do you think they have like better, quote unquote, whatever your determining posture, static posture is? Because they're using their muscles all around their body for their body to find its new normal, right? If I'm working my back and I'm working my chest, then my body's going to balance out in the middle. So get strong. Thank you again for joining us. Hopefully you enjoyed that and you learned a lot and you're just hearing that underlying message, right? Move more. Don't be so afraid. It's okay. We got you. And hopefully you continue to learn through this podcast even more. Next week we have hip bursitis. So really that side of that hip pain, what is happening? Why is that happening? And what can you do about it? We're really going to dive in. And if you're enjoying, please don't forget, subscribe so you don't miss out on the future ones. And then if you can, please just leave a rate and review. It really helps us so that, you know, the podcast platform will feel inclined to push it out to more people because they're seeing that people are enjoying this and liking it and learning from it. And that's really what's most important to us is that we get to help other people learn about their bodies, feel more empowered to move. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being here, tuning in and subscribing.